Thank you, Ira. We can now proceed.
Are you a guy that takes the team out for like a special day, go to the movies or something, one of those bonding things?
Which player put you up to that?
None of them. I didn't want to mention the previous men in your shoes here, but they both did it. Just wondering if you're one of those
hug 'em up
team activity days, day guys.
Yeah, we may do something. I don't know.
Want to expound on that?
Not really.
Media invited?
No.
We have our own events.
Jersey boys don't do that.
Sloppy today or crisp?
Not sloppy, but not crisp. Tired. You know, they gave effort. It's one they didn't try. And that's good. I mean, that's what I wanted. I want to see them fight through it. It's not going to look pretty right now. You know, that's the way it is. But we can't, you know, the goal is to be ready September 9th and then be ready for the rest of the season. The goal isn't about Friday night. We'll go out and play our tails off Friday night, but that's not, you know, we're training through the event. That's how we do it.
Speaking of last Friday night, I didn't ask you this, but was that the first game maybe that you've ever coached where the final score really didn't matter? And have you thought about that?
Well, I don't think it didn't matter, you know, but the final score didn't count is a better way to say it. You know, I just, anybody who knows me, I don't play anything and not care if I win or not, but it doesn't count, which I think, yeah, that is, other than the 3 years I was in the NFL, but I was never the head coach, you know, so. It's different. The goals, when you enter a game with different goals, that where winning isn't the number one goal, that's a little different.
If you had to put a percentage on where you are as far as getting ready for the opener against Carolina, for the opening of the season, what would that be, 50?
Hard to say. I can give you a percentage of installation. That's probably a better way. You know, we're probably about 90% installed, 92, somewhere there. As far as ready, you know, I don't know what ready is, so it's hard to put a percentage on it. And then by saying that, I don't know how good we can be because I've never coached this team in a game. I've only coached the first team guys for 10 or 11 plays. So that's going to be a little bit on the learning as we go.
Coach, there's a play in the 2 minute where it looks like Mark Barron's going to intercept the ball, or Mike Williams just physically takes it away from him. We've seen him do sort of those things, maybe not as much last year. Talk about his ability to be that physical guy that can come up with clutch plays like that.
Well, I remember Mike when he was at Syracuse. I mean, he is a great hand-eye coordination guy. And then you're right, he is strong. You know, he doesn't look like the biggest guy in the world. I mean, he doesn't look small, but I mean, he doesn't look like. But he is strong, and I think he's got extraordinary hand-eye coordination. And I think that's as much as the strength and those kind of great catches, those acrobatic catches. And, you know, that's – you can train hand-eye coordination, but, you know, you can't – there's a certain level you can reach. This guy's got – he's been blessed that way.
What have you thought about Roy Miller so far? He seems to think that this team is really well-fitted for his style of play.
I would agree with him. Yeah, I think the way he plays – and the way we employ the nose tackle in this scheme is it's a good fit. Good fit.
What's different about that nose tackle in this scheme?
Well, he's tilted. It's a tilted nose, which you know, you guys are familiar with. I mean, we played it for years around here. When you're tilted on a guy, you know, you can suffocate him. And when you're strong like Roy is, I mean, he's incredibly strong. So, you know, you're not asked to do some things that you're asked to do when you're straight up, that lend better to his, you know, using his strength.
I know Mark Barron has had the foot. He's been in and out sort of, even in practice, didn't play in the game. What kind of camp is he having, and just what do you see, how do you see him progressing to prepare for, you know, a game like against Carolina?
Well, it's hard to say what kind of camp he's having because he hasn't participated enough to really draw a conclusion. Mentally, I think he's grasping the defense. How do you know until you're under pressure and you have to perform it, right? One thing to master the defense and the air conditioning, another to do it when you know you got pads on and you got to hit somebody. So I think we'll see that more as he plays more. I'm confident that he will, but like anything else, until you do it, it's talk.
Did Luke Stocker suffer any kind of an injury, or was that a?
Yeah, he's not feeling well today, and he's, you know, he's going to get evaluated later today. So I'd probably be able to give you a better estimation tomorrow.
Are we talking concussion here?
I don't know. Yeah, it's good. They got to evaluate him today, and we'll find out.
Have you been around a lot of kids like Claiborne, Greg? Sort of a quiet type, plays fierce, but doesn't raise his voice very much. And can that kind of guy be a leader by example?
I think. Yeah, I think. His motor goes at a high level, and you're right. Not a lot of talk, but you know, some guys lead by example. I think that's what Adrian does. He plays hard.
Really, he's been coming close. He's out there running around a little bit.
Well, I think, you know, yesterday was the first day you saw him, so you know, that's in the grand scheme of things. He's been out for a while, so maybe probably a few weeks, a few. I don't know exactly. We'll see how he progresses, but it's good to have him back out there running. And that's the first step, you know, getting back on the grass.
Are you a push kind of guy? I mean, you want a guy, look, he's 89%, 90%, good. Get him out there, let him play. It's not going to get any worse. Or do you want a guy to be back at 100% so you can get the most out of him?
I don't have a set, like, this is how I, you know, my beliefs. I rely a great deal. You know, Todd Torricelli's as good as I've ever been around. And our doctors, you know, I have a kind of experience with our doctors, their group when I was at Miami. So, I mean, there's a lot of connected, so I'm aware of them, and they're excellent. So I really lean on their recommendation. What we know is football, so when you work together and you say, well, this is what we're going to ask him to do, do you think he'll be able to do that? You know, sometimes it's, you know, it's not black and white. He can or he can't. You know, there's sometimes he can do some of it and he can't do all of it. So I think communication, when you have qualified people like we do, communication's the key to making sure that you don't risk the player, yet, you know, you do what's best for the team. Thank you, guys.